Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Did you watch Jesus Christ Superstar last night?
No.
You didn't?
No.
It was really good.
No, that's not my jam.
I was really surprised at how good it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments is more of my Easter jam.
Yeah, but that was on Saturday.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
No.
Well, see,
usually
the Ten Commandments is on Easter Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they just didn't want to go head-to-head with, you know, the thing on NBC, because the Ten Commandments is always on ABC.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they didn't want to go head-to-head with it, so they put it on Saturday night. I almost missed it. Yeah, because I was like, oh,
drinking wine.
No.
Which would have been apropos.
Right? Exactly. No, not drinking wine. I expected it to be on Easter Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And so I was looking through the guide, so I was going to DVR it just in case, you know, I missed it, in case we were at dinner or something like that. And because I like to catch it from the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things I want to watch as they go. Like,
right.
if The Wizard of Oz is on,
uh-huh.
I'm watching it, commercials and everything.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Ten Commandments, same thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it DVR'd the next day.
Yeah.
I want to watch it as it's happening.
Right.
And so I was really surprised that it was happening on Saturday night. I was like, oh, man, thank goodness I looked, because, you know, I would have been really mad. Oh, Moses.
I know, huh?
You know, yeah, it would have been bad.
Holy Moses,
I know. So I watched that on Saturday night, and then I watched Jesus Christ Superstar last night. John Legend did a great job, but you know who was the best thing about that whole thing?
Wait. Alice Cooper. Duh.
Dude.
I mean, he is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What is up with that? Alice Cooper as King Herod. Oh, my God. It was, I was standing up. It was such an amazing performance as Herod. It was so good. Yeah. I could not believable.
It really shouldn't surprise you. I mean, he's been doing theatrics on stage from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, I know. But the guy is like 70.
No.
Yes, Alice Cooper is old.
Well, I knew he was old, but I didn't know he was that old.
Yes, he's
old. Are you
old.
Kidding me?
And
oh,
that
makes me feel so bad.
His voice was on point, man.
Well, I feel horrible then, because if he can move that well at 70, oh my gosh, it's all I can do to get over here from the other room.
I know. Yeah, he blew me away. He was so good. I mean, those guys, yeah, you know, you got all those Broadway actors and everything, whatever. I was like, watch how it's done, son.
Yeah.
How it's done.
Here's a clip of Cooper singing Try It and See.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing.
It sounds like the Rockettes should be behind him at the time.
Well, he did have a kick lineup behind him.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Girls, it feels like that kind of a song.
Girls with feathers on their butts and everything.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. There were like six or seven of them. They were amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so good.
And this is John Legend singing, I believe it's called Gesundheit or something like that.
God, thy will.
I guess that's when Jesus sneezed and we first started saying to people, God bless you. I think that's how it all started.
It is.
I will drink your cup of poison.
That's a little too Broadway for me.
It was, the whole thing is very Broadway, yeah.
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 And Darren was like, because he was watching part of it and he was like, they're not like going to the music a lot of the times. I'm like, I know it's Broadway. It's like dialogue, but they don't necessarily follow the cadence of the music.
And then here is Sarah Bareilles.
She was outstanding.
She's Mary.
She was amazing. She was Mary Magdalene, by the way, just to clarify.
Wow, is there more than one Mary?
Well, yeah, Mary, the mother of Christ, although she didn't show up.
Oh,
she's not in the show.
Okay.
But
she was supposedly.
Just to clarify.
Jesus' lover.
Well.
Supposedly.
Yeah, if you believe the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
But, you know, but in the Bible, she's not.
Well,
you know.
Of course not. It's the Bible.
Well, I know.
The Dead Sea Scrolls.
Books banned from the Bible.
Devil's work.
It is not the devil's work. See, now, here is the argument I had all night long last night with Darren.
I don't care.
Because he and his mom were like, he was raised in these, like, you know, storefront churches, right?
I don't care. I want to hear more Alice Cooper.
He was great.
Snake was not part of the deal?
He did not have a snake.
Oh, that is not cool,
Alice. But he had a really cool cane.
The cane wasn't a snake?
The cane was not a snake.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it was really good. Sarah Bareilles, wow. I mean.
Was she wearing a snake?
No, she was wearing like a yellow dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was. It was really, really good.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm glad I missed it. I'm not really into those showy Broadway thingies.
It was really good.
That's just not my. It's not my jam, man.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'm more of a nail 'em to the cross kind of guy. You know, I'm more of a Passion of the Christ kind of guy.
All righty.
You know, I'll take Passion of the Christ over this any day.
Yeah, no. That was on this weekend.
I know, it's a bit of a downer, I know.
No, it was on this weekend. It's just, I don't know. It was just.
No, I feel you, girl.
Yeah,
it is. It's a little much.
It's a whole lot.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
But
yeah.
Boy, I'll take that over Jazz Fingers any day. Any day.
I loved the Jazz Fingers. It was really good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
It's Mike and Tricia Mornings. What are you laughing about?
You. Because you're silly.
I'm trying to figure out the thing here because it's doing some weird stuff again.
Oh, the computer?
Right. Yeah, it's
computers
doing weird
computers are
stuff.
Supposed to make everything easy.
They are.
Why don't they do that? Did somebody
tell
not
that.
Tell them?
I don't know. If I said something offensive, God, please, I'm sorry.
Bring back the screen.
Please make this thing work now. Kiss FM. March Madness, because I think it was when it got underway on the 16th of March.
Okay.
They tweeted out that if a 16th seed beat a number one seed, they would give away free pizza. Well, that hadn't happened in a long time, like never. Like it was 0 and 135.
Oh, my God.
But sure enough, man, sure enough, that Friday, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat the University of Virginia.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where everybody
one.
Was like, oh, my God,
right,
Becky.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Little Caesars was on the hook for free lunch combos. And so today's the day that you can collect on that. But here's the thing, though. There's a link there for the official rules. And I was reading over the official rules.
Yeah.
And man, did they cover their butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
like
did.
You only have a 90-minute window
mm-hmm.
between 11:30 and 1 p.m. today.
Right.
And you have to, like, have placed your order before 1 p.m. rolls around.
Right.
So if you're in line and it's 12:59 with 59 seconds and you manage to get your order in,
you're
then
good.
You're going to be all right. But everybody behind you, nothing.
Right.
Even if you were in line for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And 1 o'clock rolled around and you never made it to the front. Too bad for you. No free combo for you. So me, personally, I don't think it's worth the $5.
No, I would just wait.
Yeah.
I would just wait, you know, because forget it.
You know,
actually,
unless I'm there like at 11 or something and
right.
I'm assured of being one of the first few.
Yeah.
Then perhaps.
See, me personally, I would just go because, you know, they're going to have a lot of pizzas ready.
Yeah.
So I would just go and buy the combo. I'd be like, look, you guys can wait in line. I'm good. But I know y'all have fresh pizza right this very second, so I'll just take a combo right now. Here's my $5, you know?
Well, if I was already in line and it was in the 90-minute window, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
Like, I'll save the $5.
I'm not good. I'm not good at waiting in line.
But if
I'm
that
really
line
not.
Is long and it doesn't look like I'm going to make it in 90
Mm-mm.
minutes, then, yeah, I don't think it's worth the time.
No.
But, yeah, but it is a pretty strict rule policy on that. So.
There you go. If you want free $5 pizza.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Just make sure you get there early enough to collect on this this free deal offer. Because it's not like, you know, when Taco Bell does it every World Series, where all day everybody gets a free taco.
Right, right.
In this case, there's a minimum amount of time. And so just know that. Kiss FM. Sounds has looked into the best way to overcome the embarrassment from passing gas in public.
Oh, God.
Yes. Our country's finest minds are finally working on something important.
Wow. How do you get this grant money? Jeez.
I know, right? We really should spend some time looking into this.
Honestly. Seriously, dude.
Can you imagine the stuff that we could get paid for? Just
yes.
Studying, quote unquote. Well, here's what they found out. All right. Here's the best way. For you to get over passing gas in public.
Okay.
The humiliation that comes from
it. Yeah.
The embarrassment that you might feel if you're not going to own it. I know some people that don't care.
I know, right?
Me, it just propels me. It helps me walk faster.
Yeah, when you're
for
walking
me,
behind
like,
Mike and
for
you
me,
hear...
it's like jet fuel.
Yeah, when you're walking behind Mike and you're...
Yeah.
You need to go into the other room.
You'll notice, though, that I get to where I'm going faster. It's like propulsion for me. I'm like, you know, I use it to get somewhere else faster. Because, you know, these old knees, man, right? They just don't work as well as they used to. They need a little help. And sometimes, you know, I have to help them out.
Oh,
but some people, you know, they just, you know, they're like embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
You know, because sometimes it happens. I mean, come
on. What can you do?
Right? Well, here's what science says. Put yourself in other people's shoes and then think about how much empathy they have towards you in this humiliating situation.
No, they don't.
And
no, they don't.
When they stop laughing,
Right, and pointing.
When they stop laughing, I imagine they'll be like, oh, poor girl. Darn, that must be embarrassing.
Right.
And that's supposed to help you get over your embarrassment faster.
I see. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they paid people to come up with this stuff.
Wow, I cannot believe that.
I mean, sure, they're going to be grossed out by you. And you'll probably always be, you know, the farty girl.
Right.
You know.
The farty girl.
But they'll feel such sympathy towards you.
No, they won't.
Every time they retell the story to somebody else.
When they post it on Facebook along with the video.
About the day that you bent over to get the pen that fell and
let
one go.
That's right. About the day you were in yoga class and oh my, cleared out the room.
You. Well, I understand that's a very common occurrence,
it is.
Though.
It is.
I understand that in a yoga class, nobody cares because apparently it happens to everyone. I don't know.
But that is
one of the reasons why I won't take yoga.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I won't go to yoga classes.
Yeah.
Now, I will do yoga at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I do it, I'm like, it's just me.
Yeah.
But in a class, thank you, no, I don't need to smell
you. That's why
I
don't do none of that hot box yoga.
Right? Ooh.
I'm still waiting for somebody to come up with, like, Dutch oven yoga. If they come up with Dutch oven yoga, I'm all over that. Heck, I'm a natural
Gross.
For that.
Wow. Michael, seriously.
And by the way, the researchers say that technique works on other embarrassing situations, too.
Okay.
All right.
You just feel that other people are going to have sympathy and empathy for you.
Right, right. And that'll help you get over your embarrassment faster.
Here's how I would get over farting in public. I would run. I would run as fast as I could to the nearest exit.
All the while you're going.
Well, sure, because you know running makes you fart.
That's right.
Ask marathoners. Ask them.
Oh, ask. My God, I heard something else. I was like, really? They have those types of marathoners too? Of course, you could also get over doing that at work by finding another job.
Right, exactly. You're going to have to, really, honestly. Because, you know, whenever you walk into a room, everybody's going to pull out the can of Lysol.
But they'll feel sorry for you as they spray the room every time you walk by. See? Who am I to argue with?
Science!
I just read the rest of the story because they hooked me at the word fart. You know, I was like, a scientific study about farts? I'm all in.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.